The Boston Marathon bombing case is back in court today. Lawyers for Jahar Tsarnaev will make the case as to why he should not be on death row. The government will defend the conviction and the sentencing for the 2013 bombings and attacks that killed four people and injured hundreds more. Thousands of pages of legal briefs have been filed in the case, and WBUR's Ali Jarmaning joins us now to talk about what they say. Ali, nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So, Ali, let's start with Tsarnaev's attorneys. What are they claiming?
So they filed a massive brief, more than 1,000 pages, and in it they list out 15 errors that they say were made by the lower court. And there are three big questions. The first, should the trial have been held in Boston? The second is whether jurors lied. And the third dives into a murder in Waltham his deceased older brother was accused of.
All right, let's start with the first thing you mentioned. Why do the lawyers think the case should not have been tried in Boston?
They say almost everyone in Greater Boston had a friend or a family member who was at the marathon or sheltered in place or took part in the Boston Strong phenomenon. Tsarnaev's attorneys essentially ask, if this case wasn't eligible for a change of venue, what case ever could be? And they're not alone. George Kendall is an attorney that filed a friend of the court brief with some other legal scholars.
Given the extraordinary nature of the crime and then the succeeding events thereafter, the vast majority of people in the greater Boston area were not disinterested. They'd all been affected, not in a little way, but in large ways.
This is not unfamiliar, Ali, because Tsarnaev's attorneys tried to get the case moved before it went to trial in Boston years ago, right?
They did, four times, and lost. And the last time, they made their case to the First Circuit Court of Appeals, and that's the same court that will hear this appeal. Interestingly, the only judge to side with Tsarnaev was Juan Torreya, and he's one of the three judges who will hear today's arguments.
All right, let's talk about the jury. Tsarnaev's attorneys have issues with the jury. Tell us about that.
So Tsarnaev's attorneys say that the jury was compromised. They call out two jurors specifically and say those jurors lied about their posts on Twitter and Facebook. Attorneys say the jury's foreperson made more than 20 Twitter posts about the bombings. She retweeted one post calling Tsarnaev a piece of garbage. She posted about sheltering in place during the manhunt for Tsarnaev. But they say in her jury questionnaire and in oral questioning, she answered that she had not commented on the case online and had not sheltered in place.
All right, that's one juror. What about the other?
Yeah, the other juror posted on Facebook about jury duty even after the judge instructed him not to. In comments on his post, friends told him to, quote, play the part and get on the jury. And he replied to them with details about jury selection and sitting 10 feet from Tsarnaev. He also told the court that he hadn't posted about the case.
But defense attorneys made the judge aware of these posts before the trial, right? What did the judge do?
Yes, defense attorneys told Judge George O'Toole about the posts, and yet the judge let them stay on the jury and didn't ask any follow-up questions. Former federal judge Nancy Gertner said in a death penalty case like this, the judge should have taken every step to make sure the jury was unbiased.
This is not just jurors lying about any old thing. These are jurors lying about their participation in this case and lying about their perspectives on the case. It doesn't get any worse than that.
And now, Ali, the third concern of the Tsarnaev attorneys. Jahar's brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, is suspected of a triple murder in Waltham that happened more than a year before the marathon bombing. How does that play into this appeal?
Well, the defense wasn't allowed to talk about the triple homicide at trial. O'Toole kept it out. Attorneys say if they were able to bring up Tamerlan's alleged criminal past, it could have swayed jurors into thinking Tamerlan was the mastermind of the bombing who coerced his little brother into taking part. And that matters because of the importance of mitigation in sentencing. If the jurors believed Jahar was under the influence of his violent older brother, they might have given him life in prison instead of the death penalty.
All right, the other side, what's the federal prosecution say in all this?
They disagree with the defense claims, and in their own 400-page brief, they detail what they call Tsarnaev's quiet radicalization. They reprint what Tsarnaev wrote while hidden in the boat during the manhunt. They call it his jihadist justification for the attacks. And in a particularly powerful section, they remind the court of the devastating injury Tsarnaev and his brother inflicted on marathon spectators with their homemade bombs. They say Tsarnaev got a fair trial in Boston. Yes, much of the jury Liverpool knew about the bombing, but those seated said they could set aside what they knew and be impartial. And they add there was really nowhere to move the trial where people wouldn't have heard about the bombing. On the jurors, prosecutors say neither made dishonest statements that would have justified their removal from the case.
And what about the triple murder? What do the prosecutors say about that?
Prosecutors say that was a drug-related robbery and completely unrelated to the Marathon bombing. They say nothing about these murders show that Tamerlan influenced or intimidated his little brother.
So in Colorado, I visited the outside of the prison, the Supermax prison, where Johar Tsarnaev is staying right now. Will he be in court?
He will not. The 26-year-old Tsarnaev remains on death row at that Supermax prison.
WBUR's Ali Jarmaning, thanks a lot.
Thank you.